you up with a special guest, Linnea Herzog, in about 15 minutes. I'm going to play some stuff first. This is a band from the South Shore. I'm not sure exactly where, but it's good stuff. Band's called Condition Baker. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. We'll be back in a few. All right, that was Condition Baker, a song with Sweet Nothings. I'm going to play some more. I'm going to play three tracks, and then we'll be back, and we'll be talking about upcoming stuff with Linnea and Linnea's Garden. It's a band called, I don't know how to pronounce this, I think it's Kanak, K-A-N-A-K, anyway. It's good stuff. Here we go.
One day melt, and I hope that we would have somehow this is the end. And it's too late, too late, too late, too late now. It's too late.
strike a pose. You said, why does everybody look like they're dumpster diving for their clothes? Everyone's so beautiful, born rich, I wanna be like them.
Right, that was Little Renegade by Took Smith and the Restless Hearts. Before that, we had Speed Fossil. I think it's their latest single, Silver Lining. Kanak with Too Late. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I am here with Linnea Herzog. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, Skybar. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for coming in. Got some exciting news, I think. But before we get to that, I just want to touch a bit on Linnea's garden itself. How long you guys been around?
We formed in March of 2020.
COVID times.
COVID times, yeah. And it was all DIY for a while. You know, we're just kind of trying to make our mark and doing the virtual stuff, writing a lot. Did our first DIY recording up in our practice space in Lowell. That was Nowhere Friday Nights. Mm-hmm. We hooked up with Justine's Red on Red Records for that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was an awesome community to be part of. I miss her so much.
Yeah, just 3 days ago, I think, or 2 days was
Yeah, yeah, we dedicated our set to her and wore red. And yeah, she definitely missed.
She'll always be remembered. She left a mark, and her music will always be played. And she impacted so many people like yourselves.
Exactly. You know, she inspired me so much with her work ethic. And it's like she had both the social skills and the work ethic. And I think that's something I always try to take with me, like, as I have my band. And, you know, she really just was pushing the bar for us just, like, from the start.
Yeah.
I really... You know, with my old band, I didn't have big aspirations to, like, do music videos or go on tour or even release that much. I just wanted to play, like, a local show every once in a while. And
we did,
and it was fun.
You did well with that band, though, Power Slot.
We did, but, like, Linnea's Garden came around, and I started to realize, it's like, I really want more music in my life. Like, it's not just about, you know, other things. Like, I think I wanted to focus on music more as I entered my 30s. And so that's kind of the spirit. Linnea's Garden took off from there.
Yeah.
And when we started playing out, it was kind of like we couldn't stop playing. You know, I just want to play all the time.
Yeah, you're wicked prolific as far as, like, your music. Like, I mean, Linnea's Garden has 3 releases, right, out already?
Yeah, we got a full length and we got a couple EPs and a few singles here and there. Like, I really just want to keep releasing music. You know, I want to release at least something new every year.
Yeah, I'm going to play most of it. I'm going to play stuff off, not most of it, but I'm going to play stuff off of all your various releases. So you're still fairly young. At what age did you say, I want to, like, do this on a somewhat regular, like you said, like, make music and on a regular basis where you were just not an occasional show here or there, but you wanted to really form something with it, I guess, for lack of a better word, because, you know, you're a young person still and you've done a lot. So, like, did you start early?
So this mentality really only hit, like, when I was, you know, almost through my 20s. I was finishing up grad school. I did a PhD, and it was in neuroscience, and it, you know, that kind of work, you have to be in lab a lot. You have to be in lab, like, 7 days a week, no breaks for, like, 6 weeks with the type of experiment I was doing. I was recording in the rat brain. And it was really cool, and I was super passionate about the topic, but it didn't really allow for touring or, right, you know, a lot of, like, life things I want to do, like take trips and travel.
Yeah.
And I sort of refocused when it came to COVID time and started thinking about what do I really want to do. And, you know, finishing grad school, I was so excited to get this band started, so excited to finally go on tour and play more often. You know, once the pandemic hit, I was devastated, but I realized there's other ways to sort of, you know, share the music. And I kept doing this, you know, even when shows came back. And it's been really, really awesome, the journey of the past 4 years or so.
Where'd you go to school?
Brandeis. Yeah. Met some of my best friends there. Shout out to Meredith B. from Galaxy Cake.
Yeah.
We sat near each other in lab, and, you know, that's how we know each other. She's a scientist,
cool,
too. So.
And she's also got some musical endeavors going on, right?
Yeah, Galaxy
that's
Cake.
Funny. That's cool.
Everyone,
that's...
check them out. They just dropped a single pretty recently.
Yeah, I think they're... I'm going to get them in here at some point.
Yeah, you should.
I have it's a good problem, but I have people lined up till I think like September.
Oh wow!
So yes,
that's awesome.
It's good. It's a good problem, but yeah, I like to get the people, and it's good today. I have 2 hours tonight too, because sometimes I'm restricted because I can't play a ton of music. But yeah, for those who just tuned in, I'll be on till 10 o'clock tonight. So after after Lenny is done, we got a ton more of music to get to. But I'm gonna play some of your music now when we come back. You're going to do one live. I'm going to play something. Well, I'm going to play Friday Night Lights, and we'll be back.
Water, boredom, and
There you have it. Nowhere Friday Night. You want to talk a bit about that one?
I just love that song. I love the whole story of how it was written. You know, rolling up to the rehearsal space in Lowell one of these summer nights. I think it was July of 2020. There's nothing else to do. It's like, well, let's go nowhere Friday night. We're just jamming the upstairs in our space and playing the chord progression. I'm just kind of singing random lyrics, trying to see what sticks. And the chorus kind of comes out. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is actually good.
Yeah, it's a great song. You want to tell who's in the band? Are you going to touch on that? Who's
right now, we're on that recording.
Currently.
So, yeah, we got Hans on bass. You know, love my life. we got super tough Ray Clough on drums. Okay. You know, he's out for a little bit, so we got some other people filling in until he gets better. So
I know that it's you and Hans locked in, and then the drummer, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we have some people filling in until
you're always
going
to get one.
You know, at full at full health. So. Yeah.
You got one for the tour?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So actually, it's funny that you played that song because actually the lineup that played on that song will be our lineup for tour. So it'll be me, Hans, and Tom from Corner Soul on the drums.
Oh, okay.
So
that makes sense.
That'll be awesome.
All right, I'm gonna let you play one.
Sure. Well, since we're kind of going chronologically, I think I'll play one from that first EP. This is Non-Dramatic Breakup Song. You were a cool girl, but it didn't work out. You rocked the dance floor, and you give good hugs. We had a fun time, making out at clubs. It was a good one. I wasn't ready for love. Go ahead and sing along to this non-dramatic breakup song. Neither of us were wrong, but I'd rather be alone than take you. I don't have to hate you. So punk rock with our grown out roots. We took a photo, yeah, we looked real cute. You were so tall in those high heel boots. It was a good one. I wasn't ready for you. Go ahead and sing along to this non-dramatic breakup song. Neither of us were wrong, but I'd rather be alone than take you. I don't have to hate you. And at the party, I see you talking to another pretty girl in eyeliner. I think I'm happy for what we were. It was a good one, but it didn't work. Go ahead and sing along to this non-dramatic breakup song. Neither of us were wrong, but I'd rather be alone than take you. I don't have to hate you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Sounded good plugged in. A lot of people play acoustic, some people plug in. Sounded good.
Oh, my fingers cannot tolerate playing acoustic. I officially retired from my occupation of acoustic guitar player with this performance.
That was it. Acoustic. I think last time you were on here, you played acoustic.
Yeah, but it didn't sound so great.
That might have been it.
Yeah, I think that was the death knell of me playing acoustic ever.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to play another one off my laptop here. Then we'll come back and talk about the new single, the tour, the new news.
Nice.
This song's called Comeback.
Sewing a stitch in my ride, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness way. Last calls and long after strain. Perfect.
Another great track off of Mirrors, is that the name of that?
Yeah, that's from our last EP that we released back in November 2023.
We're working our way here through the catalog. Right. But the new news, new single, Friday. It's going to, I guess Friday, it's technically, like, I'm going to play it in a minute or two, but Friday.
Oh, yeah. Technically this might out, be the world premiere.
Well, you played it here once long ago, but that was. Probably it was probably just a concept then. You probably didn't really
have the poppin' bass line and the ridiculous drum fills and the awesome backing vocals and all the magic.
Song. It's a great song, Chaotic Bisexual Summer. Does it tie in a Pride Month, or was it just coincidental that it comes out this month?
Oh, no, it's not a coincidence, right? But it's actually also the 10th anniversary of me coming out as bisexual. Okay. So, like, that was actually a coincidence. Like, I didn't realize until I'd already planned out the whole release.
Did.
And then I was thinking a lot about that time. And, you know, it took a lot of courage at the time, you know, as a young person.
Yeah. And did it go fairly smooth?
I was fine. Yeah, everything's fine. You know what? I learned from that,
sometimes
though.
It
it's like, it's just like, do what you want, you know? Like, screw societal norms.
Right.
Like, do what you want. Do what makes you feel good. Have a chaotic bisexual summer if you want.
Yeah. No, I'm all for that freedom to do those things. And you've always been very open about your sexuality and lyrics and whatnot, but I think it's refreshing to hear that, so I give you credit for that. You've always been like that, even in Power Slut, obviously, so it's something you've never deviated from as far as your writing goes.
Exactly, but I felt like, you know, back then I could only really do it in songs, maybe not be as open about it in life.
Yeah,
and, you know, I wasn't out for first couple of years of Power Slut even.
Right.
And, you know, having the freedom with that, it's like the music gives you sort of like a way that you can really get away with saying almost anything.
Yeah. I think most people a lot of people do that through song. They express feelings in their songs and their writing that they have a hard time just like conveying, like if they were just having a conversation with someone.
Absolutely. But for me, it was like it became a way of making a wish. It became a way of, you know, doing therapy, honestly, cognitive behavioral therapy, like on my own brain. And it also became a way of trying to predict the future and, you know, change your memory of the past, like by, you know, changing how you experience maybe a painful memory. You know, the brain is really powerful. It can rewire sort of these negative feelings if you start to associate them with something positive, like playing out with all your friends and having a great time. And so this is really, you know, been super healing. I'm sure a lot of musicians can relate to what I just said.
Sure. I think a lot of people in general, musicians obviously as well,
Hell yeah.
relate to it. Yeah. I'm going to play it, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about the tour itself and
right on.
Where you're headed. But great new track. Here we go.
Suck it, but don't even think of it. Investigators undercover. Physical dimension discovered. Turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer.
Bassist and drummer. We could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer.
Investigators.
Just heard No Bra off a fashion show. The full length. That was a fashion show, was a full length, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a whole bit about the tour itself, because you're going on a bit of a tour here in support of the Chaotic Bisexual Summer single. But first, I'm going to let you play one, and then we'll talk a bit.
Cool. This one's called DB3. You'll learn what it stands for as I sing the song. And it's off Mirrors, our latest EP. I'm in love with how you think I must be doing now. I've accomplished so much more this year. Ready as I've ever been for vengeance and renown. You pull yourself together, then you tear it back down. Yeah! Bi, straight or gay, he, she, or they, it doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bite, and I'll rip down the walls for you. So do ya, do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie party, dancing in heaven, yeah. Do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie three-way. I'm in love with how you think I must be holding on. I've improved, there's no going back to normal. Ready as I've ever been for taking on the town. You put it all together, then you tear it back down. Yeah! Bi, straight or gay, he, she, or they, it doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bite, and I'll rip down the walls for you. So do you wanna come on? Yeah, come on. Do you wanna do you wanna yeah. Do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie party, dancing in heaven, yeah. Do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie three-way. Do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie party, dancing in heaven, yeah. Do you wanna do you wanna David Bowie. Bi, straight or gay, he, she, or they, it doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Oh, I should ask Skybar, am I allowed to say David Bowie three-way on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I'm glad that was okay.
Yeah. The ode to David Bowie. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I love your lyrics.
Thank you so
they're
much.
They're witty lyrics.
It's fun, you know. It's a fever dream, and I don't even know what the process is.
They're all about acceptance, which obviously, as we've discussed here, it's a main theme of yours.
Something I have struggled with, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like you put the song out like throwing a penny into the well.
Mm. Yeah. And we've got a ways to go, but hopefully we're getting there. But you got a tour.
Yeah, we're so excited.
It kicks off Friday. Yeah,
kicks off Friday at the Jungle.
you can get away with it. Were you worried about hell? You can say hell, I think. Yeah,
I can say that? Okay, yeah. Good, because I've said it a lot.
Yeah, that kicks off at the Jungle. And where you off to then?
Well, we got a couple weeks to get ready, but then we are leaving on our big road trip. The first stop is June 28th in Rochester, New York. And we're playing a place called Bar Bad Ending in Rochester. Should I just go through the whole thing?
No, well, you don't have, but I was going to, well, you can. I'm gonna ask you questions about it. Yeah, you might as well go through the whole
thing. Okay, let's just do it.
And then I'll ask you about it after.
June 29th, yeah. We're playing in Toledo, Ohio, the Polish Ostrich. June 30th, we're playing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at Bremen Cafe. July 1st, we're playing at Palmer's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Then we got a day off. And then July 3rd, we're still in Minneapolis. We're playing Mortimer's Bar. July 5th, we're off to Chicago. And we're playing at Kohl's. July 6th, we're in Columbus, Ohio at Dirty Dungaree's Laundromat Bar. And July 7th, we're at Cloud 10 in Reading, Pennsylvania. Final show of tour is July 8th in New York City at Heaven Can Wait. So, yeah, I'm super excited. We're all really excited for this. This is like our biggest tour yet.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work, and I'm sure it was.
It's a lot of emails, Skybar. It's a lot of emails.
And you and Hans threw the whole thing together? I mean,
yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And yeah. How long did it take you to get it all lined up?
We started working on it in January, and we just confirmed the last band like this week.
Right, I believe it because
it's like a living document. That's the word I'm looking for.
And are most of these, are any of these venues, places you've played before, or
actually, yes, we've played Mortimer's before in Minneapolis because I got some family in Minneapolis, and so Hans and I went there and we played a couple shows. Actually, with Cindy Lawson. Fun fact: we made friends with Cindy Lawson and her band, just like the nicest people. Mm-hmm. And my God, they can play, and they got some really good songs, and we're really excited to be hosting their first show in Boston. It's at the Jungle this Friday on our bill for the Chaotic Bisexual Summer single release, and we also got Ruby Grove on the bill, awesome trip-hop band, good friends of mine, and then closing out the night will be Love Whip, who you can just dance your heart away to. They're awesome.
So, I mean, that's... It must be exciting and sometimes a little bit scary to play because I imagine most of these places you haven't played. So like the audience doesn't know you.
We've played. Only one before.
They don't know you. They don't know your music. So that must be a mixture of like excitement and like, oh my God, are they going to like me?
I think, you know, I'm really excited because it's like it's time to really get serious and prove ourselves, you know? Yeah. Like here, it's great because we got such a supportive audience, and I've made some friends over the years, and that's awesome. But it's time to really see what we can do on the road. I'm really excited for, you know, the band to get tighter, for me personally to get more confident as a performer, and also all of the stuff that goes into a show, interacting with the other bands, other audience members, the stuff that, like, as a performer, I kind of dread. You know, I'd rather just play the show and kind of... you know, talk to my friends, but it's like, this will sort of, you know, help us get our act together. You know, we can start to be like a real band. Like I'm growing up and being a real band. Yeah. You know, it's like, we're not just a local band anymore.
You're getting out of the states.
getting out of the bubble.
Getting out of the New England area.
Breaking out of the butterfly cocoon and hopefully it'll be awesome. I think it will. I can't see why it wouldn't be awesome.
I'm sure it will be. How did you line up support for all these shows?
So some of them, they are bands that we've played with before in Boston, like our friends Odysseys in Chicago. Really, really, really good post-punk band. Mm-hmm. You ought to get into them, Skybar.
I should.
And then some of the other bands, we have our friends in Minnesota. Like our friend Joe organizes like a residency every Wednesday night at Mortimer's that we have played in the past. So we got on that show for this time. And then most of the other ones, like I literally just looked at who was playing that venue like in the past and tried to see whose music I like that would go with us. And then I just sent out like cold DMs. And, you know, eventually people agreed to play with us. So, took a while.
So you're going to be away for the 4th.
That's right. Yeah.
Although I don't, is the 4th a big day for you? It never was. It used to be when I maybe 10 years ago. I don't do much on the 4th of July anymore. But Is it still relevant to you? If you were here, would you like, oh, I'm going to go see the fireworks?
I like a good fireworks.
So you might catch some wherever you are.
Yeah. No, we definitely plan to catch them in Minneapolis. That's what we did last year. So it'll be fun. Yeah, my folks are out there. I get the 4th of July week off from my company shutdown, so it's actually really convenient.
So that's your normal hang anyway.
Yeah, this is like, you know, time to plan a trip. But, you know, as my life moves forward, it's like, it's looking like a lot of my trips are going to be like shows, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. All right, that's exciting stuff. I'm going to play, we just mentioned Cindy, I'm going to play something by Cindy Lawson. And I'm also going to throw in there a band that we both like, the Nervous Eaters.
Yeah.
Who have a new single out. I'm going to play those two. And then we'll get back, and I think you got one more in you. You're going to belt out for us.
I do, yeah. But, let's do it.
We'll do it. This is Cindy Lawson. Yeah, this is a great tune. I've had this song
really
for a while.
I
think she's on Rumbar.
She is. That's how I first made the connection, actually. Mm. I was like, this Minneapolis band is on a Boston label. And then we went there. Me and Hans went there, and I had friended her on Facebook. I was like, hey, we're going to be in Minneapolis. And she was just like super nice because people from Minnesota are nice.
Yeah. He has a lot of Minnesota bands on his label.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a connection. All right. Enough. Here's Cindy Lawson.
Thank you. dressed up in leather and black. Bought a boot in a rush. Ain't no real star's epitaph. Jeff and Rob gonna cop. Matthew and Kevin, they're still at the bar. Granny Jack, chop the Outback, getting high in somebody's car.